This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free here at 855-450. Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Or you can call us on Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And we've also got Discord. There's a Discord on-air call-in line room. And there's a bunch of other rooms, too. Over at discord.lrn.fm. So you can join us there if you like. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Still to come here this evening, the latest out of Venezuela. Some slices of the horrible life that you would be living, likely, if you were living in Venezuela. We'll share some of that with you. Plus, in other international headlines, the Philippines boss man, Duterte, Rodrigo Duterte.
Yes.
He is withdrawing from the International Criminal Court. And we'll tell you what that means and why he's doing it.
That means he can't be punished for violating human rights.
We'll get into that coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts also welcome. In the last hour, we had a young gentleman call. He was one of our Twitch viewers asking about the student walkouts that apparently happened this morning. And we had actually I hadn't heard about it. I saw a headline and looked a little deeper at that point, and there were apparently some coordinated walkouts that supposedly happened this morning. Another caller suggested that there was a bit of a conspiracy theory afoot where he believes that at some schools, apparently, and again, this is from hearsay, so we don't know for sure, but the caller had heard from somebody that there were such walkouts at some schools that actually corresponded with a fire drill that also happened, meaning that the caller believed that the fire drill was scheduled to coincide with the school walkout.
To make it appear as though everybody was there for the walkout.
Right.
And, yeah, I'm just wondering if maybe, you know, administration did the fire drill to sort of save face so that officially nobody walked out.
That could be.
Nobody walked out. We had a fire drill. There was not a walkout at this school.
Well, it could very well be, but either way, it would certainly serve the people who wanted to take photos of that particular walkout event, right? Like, if it was your role to document the walkout, you definitely want to have everyone there instead of 10% of the classes or 5% or whatever.
Right, and again, there was, I forget which school it was, I think in Connecticut, where the principal had threatened to suspend any student that walked out, and one student walked out.
Right, so that's why I asked, you know, did you have an experience, if you're one of our younger viewers or listeners out there, were you in school today, and did you see anything happen? Or was there basically much ado about nothing? Let's continue here. If you want to join us, you can. Let's talk to William to start. He's in Denver, Colorado, watching us on our Twitch stream at twitch.lrn.fm. Hello, William.
Hello. So, hey. Basically, I can speak to my brother about the school walkouts. He's currently in high school. I'm in college.
Okay.
Nothing happened today. I didn't even
in
know
Denver.
Until I got back. Yep.
And he's in a Denver high school?
He is, yes. I do know they did have walkouts. I believe their policy was you can walk out or not. It doesn't really matter.
Hold on. Did he say there was nothing that happened or that there were walkouts that happened? I'm not clear.
There was walkouts at my brother's high school. However, in my college and trade school, it was just a normal day. Everything went on normally.
And did you get any kind of indication from your brother as to the size of the walkouts that occurred?
He said it was a good percentage of the people there. So
now, of course, I remember what it was like in high school. Nobody wanted to be there. So if there was an excuse to, even if you were against,
I expect.
Right. You know, there probably were a bunch of people who don't really feel very strongly about the issue who just joined into the walkout. But, yeah, you get out of class.
Yeah.
You know, if you do it in large numbers, what are they going to do? Send everyone to detention? I mean, it's just not likely.
Right.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that, William. Anything else you want to get out tonight?
Nope, that's it. Thank you, guys.
I appreciate the call. It's nice to hear from people on Twitch who aren't, you know, dropping the F-bomb or something. So thank you. I appreciate that, too. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Because a lot of times, some of the worst crank calls have in recent years, in the recent months, I guess, have come from from Twitch. So glad to hear some intelligent conversation. Although we don't have to talk about issues. We can talk about absolutely anything at all. In fact, I was streaming on Twitch last night. I did a late night video game stream because we can do that now. In fact, Daryl, I heard a rumor that you might be doing some game streaming here at some point.
In a couple of weeks, yeah.
So we'll get to that. We'll talk about what that's going to be. But one of the things we can do here now, because we have cameras in the studio, we've got the video mixing equipment to do our show. It really only took like one more piece of equipment to be able to do a couple more, but not that much equipment to be able to do video game streaming. And I've got all these old game systems here, like the PlayStation 1 and PlayStation 3 and Dreamcast.
Good, because I just purchased games for the PS1 and the PS3.
Yep, so we got that all set up. I was playing last night. I was doing emulation, where you can play old games on newer game systems. So
okay.
So, like, I don't have an Atari 2600 anymore, and I haven't had one for... since I was
2600 days.
Yes, it's been a long time, and but they've got, of course, emulators, and the 2600 games are very, very small. You know, they're old games, so they weren't very large. You can pack hundreds of these games onto one game disc, and so I've got a game disc with a bunch of old 2600 games on it that I can play in my Dreamcast. So I was playing some old school games last night, and one of the chatters in the Twitch chat room asked the question of, you know, was Mortal Kombat the original, like, game that was the most violent kind of controversial game? And I said, I'm sure there was something that came before Mortal Kombat that was also, you know, gory, that just didn't hit as big, right? It didn't get the press. People didn't know about it like they did with Mortal Kombat, which, of course, for listeners that are unfamiliar, Mortal Kombat was a fighting game in the early 1990s that kind of was the impetus, along with another game called Night Trap, for the congressional hearings that actually Joe Lieberman
yes.
headed up. And those hearings were centered around violent video games, and they ended up threatening the video game industry and said, we're going to force a rating system on you unless you voluntarily do it. So not exactly a voluntary thing, but
right.
They did voluntarily.
We're going to steal your money unless you voluntarily yeah. hand it over to us at treasury.gov.
They created their own rating system at that point. And so, but prior to that, you know, the question was, were there any other video games that were, you know, gory, like Mortal Kombat. And I just happened to stumble across one of them last night.
Death Race?
No, what was that one for?
According to the National Coalition Against Censorship, the first controversial video game was Death Race in 1976.
Wow.
The
okay.
objective of the lo-fi black and white game that
Must
looks
have been.
Like a slightly more advanced version of Pong is yep. to earn points by running over as many gremlins as possible.
Gremlins. Okay, so this game's going to beat that. So in that case, you're not talking about, like, violence against humans?
Custer's Revenge in 1983.
83? All right. Tell me about Custer's Revenge.
You're aware of General George Custer?
Yes. Yep.
You're basically replaying Custer's Last Stand.
But you get to murder Indians or something like that?
In the game persona of General Custer, the player runs from enemy arrows towards a Native American woman strapped on a pole. Once there, Custer would... get it on! Or, according to the critics, rape her for points.
Well, that's a horrible thing, but is that the same thing as a gory...
You know, die, it's fest? Violent!
It's violent. Rape is violent, for sure, but...
And then you know. The next thing that they mention is Night Trap and Mortal Kombat.
Okay, so I found one that they lift off that list, also from 1983. Totally random, was just kind of going through the list of Atari 2600 games. And played Halloween. You remember the movie Halloween, John Carpenter?
I'm aware of the movie. Yeah. I've never seen it.
Classic movie. Like, Halloween was one of the first, if not the
main
first.
Character is Michael Myers, and it's
no,
not,
he's
the
not the main character.
Comedian from Saturday Night Live.
He's
two
not the main
completely
character.
Different people.
The main character is, I believe, named Laurie Strode, played by Jamie Lee Curtis. She's the main character. Michael Myers is the murderer who's trying to kill her. but she has the majority of the screen time.
So you're going to tell me that the Friday the 13th movies, Jason isn't the main character?
Jason is the main character of the Friday the 13th movies overall.
Freddy's the main character The murderer is the main character of the murder movies.
Overall, I'll give you that as an overall answer, but in the movie Halloween, the main character is Jamie Lee Curtis's character. The movie is about her and her
running from a killer named Michael Myers, who is not a comedian.
Anyway, so this game, there's actually on-screen murder of a small child, gory murder of a small child, and the decapitation of the female character in the game.
Damn.
And it was shocking. Anyway, you can check that out at twitch.lrn.fm. Just check the clips.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here by dialing in toll-free at 855-450-3 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And I definitely want you to know about Zencash. Zencash is one of the, I would say, most interesting cryptocurrencies out there. It's certainly not the most successful because it's pretty brand new. It started in 2017, and they've got some cool stuff going on with Zencash, like zero-knowledge anonymity. They've got some of the best technology protecting your privacy with Zencash, but they also have over 7,500 what they call secure nodes, making Zencash one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. That means it's more secure. And it's also a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. You can go and learn more about Zencash, do your due diligence, do some research on it, and then maybe consider getting some because it's available at several exchanges around the globe. Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com. As we continue here, your calls and thoughts, welcome. We actually started the show out kind of talking a little bit in the world of the industry and the entertainment industry, discussing Netflix. And I've kind of got a related story before we get into the latest from the international scene with Venezuela, Daryl. The headline here from the Associated Press is about YouTube, which officially is now cracking down on conspiracy videos. Although it's scant on details, conspiracy videos abound on YouTube, whether it's about the earth being flat or school shootings being staged. YouTube, its parent company Google, Facebook, and Twitter are all facing challenges with the spread of misinformation, propaganda, and fake news. YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki said at a conference Tuesday the company will include links to the online encyclopedia Wikipedia to try to debunk videos espousing conspiracy theories. What are you laughing about?
The fact that somebody is going to have to, you know, somehow figure out what conspiracy is being presented in a video and then find the corresponding wiki article. The entire thing here is just laughable.
Yeah, it's insane.
It's almost like, remember a couple of months ago, we talked about the thing where YouTube was supposed to be putting something up about this video was posted by a government entity.
Right. What the idea was they were going to be posting that warning on like RT or BBC or something like that.
And also PBS and, yeah, you know, NASA videos.
Yeah, I could understand. Like, that didn't seem that objectionable to me. Like, oh, by the way, this channel is run by the government. That doesn't bug me, necessarily. But in this case, the internet has been the source of misinformation since the beginning of the internet.
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, YouTube is concerned about that? After being in existence for what? I think they started in 2006? So
something like that.
10 or 12 years, YouTube has been around and has been a place where people can go and put whatever kind of claptrap that they want to online, and it just stays there forever. Unlike Twitch, by the way, which Twitch is like sort of a limited time frame where our videos on the back end on Twitch only goes back for like 2 weeks. On YouTube, it's just there forever. And so you can put whatever you want, whatever conspiracy theory yarn that you've spun up, or, you know, very professionally edited conspiracy video, like an Alex Jones or something like that. You can get the whole range on there. And I wonder, is YouTube also going to go ahead and debunk the government conspiracies as well? Because, I mean, like, for instance, there's a bunch of crap out there that the government feeds people that is just straight up false.
Right.
Are they going to go ahead and spend the time fact-checking that, too? And, you know, like, for instance, the Gulf of Tonkin event that started the Vietnam War that was lied about for many years, that's a true conspiracy.
Right.
Are they going to go ahead and put a warning up on any government, pro-government propaganda that acts as though the Gulf of Tonkin wasn't a conspiracy, saying that this is an actual conspiracy and here's the truth about what happened?
I also think it's laughable that they're going to be linking to Wikipedia.
Right.
Because anybody can edit Wikipedia.
That's actually what the AP article points out here in its next paragraph. Wikipedia itself has had a share of credibility issues as the service lets anyone edit its content, whether that person is a pedigreed expert or an online troll. The Wikipedia has tried to address that in part by restricting edits on high-profile or controversial pages. It isn't immune from hoaxes and its own conspiracy theories. And so what about the other conspiracy theories? Because, you know, the ones like...
I'll tell you what I find, before you get into some of the other conspiracies, what I find more objectionable are some of the more recent monetization changes that YouTube has made.
A lot of the YouTube creators have complained about that.
To where I got an email, and I don't put a lot of stuff up on YouTube, but I got an email recently saying that I no longer qualify for monetization, and I think maybe in over a decade I may have gotten a check once. But because I don't have like 10,000 hours of videos watched per week and I don't have, you know, some astronomically high number of subscribers, I can no longer get a penny.
You just got disqualified.
And then there were the other things to where they were trying to say that anything related to wrestling content, because it's fantasy violence, that those channels were just going to be blanketly demonetized. But then I think they backtracked on that, and they're like, well, that's not what we meant, but even though that's exactly the words that were used, we don't mean you.
Yeah.
Because we don't want all of you to leave and go over and do your shows on Twitch.
Well, I mean, you can do your show on Twitch. You can still do the show on YouTube. You just aren't going to make as much money on it. So some people have started doing Patreons. A lot of the longtime YouTube creators have said, well, if I can't make money on this platform, I'll go over onto this other platform.
Right. Well, there's a British wrestling promotion that I'll watch their content every now and then where they had been putting free weekly shows on YouTube. And then when some of the monetization rules got changed, they said, we can't afford to give you a free show every week.
Right.
Because
we used to get
money from people watching, and we're not getting that anymore.
Yeah.
And now they've gone to some completely different platform.
So let me go on here from the story. YouTube said the move is part of a broader initiative to crack down on misinformation, though it didn't give details on what else is in the works. While conspiracy videos are nothing new on YouTube, the topic received renewed attention in recent weeks, as videos falsely claiming that students speaking out about the February 14th Florida school shooting, which killed 17 people, were crisis actors who were not really there when it happened. One such conspiracy video was the top trending video on YouTube until the company removed it, although many similar videos remained up, illustrating the difficulty in instituting any sort of crackdown. Conspiracy videos, to be sure, are not against YouTube's policies. In the crisis actor case, the company said it removed the video because it violated its rules against harassment. As such, YouTube is unlikely to ban misinformation entirely. Instead, it may adopt Facebook's tactic of de-emphasizing such content and making it less likely to be seen. As it stands, critics say that YouTube is doing the opposite. Quote, what keeps people glued to YouTube? Its algorithm seems to have concluded that people are drawn to content that is more extreme than what they started with, or to incendiary content in general. This according to, now this is a name here, Zeynep Tufekci, a University of North Carolina professor who studies the social impact of technology, wrote in a recent New York Times essay. He said that as users click through video after video, excited by uncovering more secrets and deeper truths, YouTube leads us down a rabbit hole of extremism while Google racks up the ad sales.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated. Hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon, or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, you're invited to join us here on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to join us there. Also in the Discord on-air call-in line over at discord.lrn.fm, which we're actually going to go to here shortly. It's Ian and Daryl in the studio here tonight. Daryl, who is the number one contributor over at liberty.menu. Now, yes. Daryl, at some point, hopefully somebody will dethrone you from the number one contribution category.
At some point, maybe, hopefully.
But it's still a relatively new site. There's still a lot of growth that can happen over at liberty.menu. It is essentially a digital business and events and digital media directory and real-life business directory of places that accept libertarians, places that are liberty-friendly, that are probably run by liberty-minded people, that want to be patronized by liberty-minded people. You go to liberty.menu, and you can do that there. If you've got a business listed on liberty.menu, why not? I mean, we're driving people to that website here on Free Talk Live because we've partnered up with liberty.menu to help promote them, given that people for a long time have asked for this. They've asked for, hey, guys, what's the best libertarian business directory? For a long time, there were some lackluster efforts, And now there's liberty.menu, which is a nice-looking, easy-to-use site that is completely free to list whatever it is you want to list. So go over there and get your listings up, or check it out and see what the current listings are. Maybe there's something in your area, but if not, you can put your business up there at liberty.menu. Once again, that's liberty.menu. As we continue here, we're talking about YouTube cracking down, according to the Associated Press, on conspiracy videos, saying they're going to start editing. I don't know if they're going to put a link in the video itself or the description or maybe in both places, but YouTube is indicating that they intend to include links to Wikipedia to try to debunk videos that espouse so-called conspiracy theories. Let's go to Nat Dog, who is on the line with us, calling on the Discord on-air call-in line. He's watching us on Twitch. Hey, Nat Dog, go ahead.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you're on the air.
Basically, what I've seen is that YouTube, Twitch, or any of these other billion-dollar companies are basically, not in a broad sense, killing free speech at the same time as bringing in as much money as possible to their companies. It's the Disney effect, you know. If you can get the kids, you can get the parents. You get the parents, you know, it's generational.
Which is interesting, given that YouTube started as kind of at least a purported free speech platform, in that you couldn't put up, you know, pornography, or there was a couple things that they wouldn't allow, but otherwise, pretty much anything could be said, anything could be shown on YouTube, and now that's changing with all the demonetization going on, these policy changes, and politicization as well.
And another thing, it's a way that YouTube can save money, right? You know, they can just claim, oh, well, you're conspiracy, or, oh, you're providing fake news. You know, oh, we're going to take your money away. We're going to take your demonetization, right?
Right.
And it's, you know, it's just control. All of it's just control and putting on whatever they want
sure
to be the face.
And they can do, of course, whatever they want. They're a private company, so if they want to change their rules, they certainly can. But it will create a market opportunity for somebody else to have that free speech platform. Now, what are some other options? There's LiveLeak, right? Now, that's sort of directed at more shocking videos, it seems like, these days. I don't know if that's a place where people...
Right, but do they have monetization? And the thing, the reason people go to
Good
YouTube
point.
Is the YouTube
money.
Has monetization.
Yeah.
And
it's
this
all
is
about
one
the
of the this is one of the problems to where when you rely on other platforms for your monetization,
your own
just
button.
Like, remember there were all of the Vine stars a couple of years ago.
Yeah, and then they went out of business.
And then Vine just went out of business. And where are those people now? Nowhere.
Well, some of them, I think, have parlayed into other platforms successfully. I mean, if you created a following on that platform, you probably have fans who are going to find you on other platforms.
Well, you do have, like, the Pauls that came over from Vine. They did pretty well on YouTube. I mean, I can't remember if it was Logan or Jake Paul. I mean, he went to the Suicide Force and
Logan
did the horrible
wound
thing.
Up getting a couple of acting gigs.
Oh yeah,
from the thing. But
and,
you know,
one
most of
them
the other
Disney.
People that were big on Vine, they have nothing because they didn't have Twitter accounts. They didn't have Instagram. They didn't have other social media. They were on Vine. Huh. Find me on Vine.
Wow.
And then Vine goes away. Where the hell are they? Bagging
they
groceries
are bringing
at the
Vine
grocery
back.
Store.
Are they really?
Yeah. It's supposed to be coming back sometime this year. They've been teasing at it. But it's going to be pretty much, you know, college campus lockdown. You know, you can't the whole, you know, controlled situation. And I think that's where a lot
that's
of these
bad.
Silicon Valley, you know, internet companies are starting to do is, I mean, you only need 1 million people. If you get 1 million people to watch you every day and give you a dollar, you get $1 million. And really, you only need maybe 100,000 people to watch your videos
on
YouTube.
Most people aren't going to watch and actually pay to watch content.
No.
People are used to content being free. They're willing to put up with some advertisements generally to allow that free free content, but it's hard. And it's not to say it's impossible. I mean, you can look at like XM or Sirius Satellite Radio, and people pay for that content. People pay for Netflix. And
we were talking about Netflix and Hulu earlier.
But it's
people pay for Hulu,
change.
And then they are paying to watch commercials.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's the same on Amazon. Like, I pay for that, and it's, you know, I get Amazon Prime, and that's nice. But sometimes there's little commercials every now and again. I'm like, wait a second. You know, they're getting me on both
ends.
They're getting my money, and they're getting these advertisements in there.
Yeah, that bugs me. Although, apparently, Daryl did tell me that the Hulu people have a tier for you watch ads and a tier for you don't have to watch ads.
Right. That's why the only reason I'd go and watch Hulu anymore is It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is on there now. So I might have to bite the bullet and do it until I can finish the series. But other than that, I'll stick to YouTube, Netflix, Twitch, and, you know, kind of the more I pay for it, you leave me alone with the ads. And I can just be free to do what I want.
Nat Dog, good call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to good calls coming from Twitch tonight, by the way.
Yeah, surprising.
Yeah, probably the best night so far for intelligent calls coming from Twitch. So maybe our audience is expanding there. Let's go to Surf Daddy. He's on the line in California. Hello, Surf Daddy.
Guys. Hey, a good subject tonight.
Yes.
Speaking of YouTube, I was clicking around YouTube last night, just randomly, you know, going from different things, and I kind of stumbled onto this situation going on in South Africa right now, where the Marxist government has put forth a legislation to expatriate farmers' land with no compensation, but this only pertains to the white-owned farms. And as I continued to click, this story is a pretty disturbing situation going on down there right now.
Yeah, I've heard something about that. South Africa, of course, not a real stable place for anybody to live, it doesn't seem like. But, yeah, I've heard something about that. It sounds terrible. So people are being forced off their land. Is this basically the equivalent of what they have in the United States of eminent domain, where the government can just say, oh, we need that land, and then just come on in and take it?
Well, I'd really recommend looking into it. They're talking about stuff that rises to the level of a genocide or ethnic cleansing. There's a political party that garners something like it's the second largest party in South Africa now, and their theme song speaks of murdering all the whites in the country. And it's just as I was clicking around last night, and I was cross referencing articles, because you know how it is, a lot of nonsense or stuff that's not true out there. I tend to cross-reference things with Google searches and different sources. And it's pretty credible and disturbing circumstance going on down there.
Thanks for the heads up on that, Surf Daddy. I appreciate the call. Of course, you know, that's what governments allow people to do, is they allow people to get in control of guns and commit violence against people they don't like. We're coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us right here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. And our Discord on-air call-in line is also there on Discord. Go to discord.lrn.fm. In fact, that's where we're going next. We've been talking about the trend that seems to be happening these days in online media, like specifically in this case YouTube, cracking down now on more videos that they've deemed to be controversial, in this case conspiracy videos, even though they're not against YouTube's policies per se. They're now saying publicly, and this story is from the AP, that they will be adding links to YouTube conspiracy videos in an attempt to allow the viewers to try to debunk those videos.
I wonder how much of this has to do with the government wanting companies to crack down on fake news.
It could very
which
well.
Has gone so far as Facebook sending a warning letter to the Babylon Bee that is a noted satire site.
Yeah. So it's disturbing. That's one of the things we've been discussing here. Of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Earlier, we were also talking about these school walkouts, which somebody called in to ask about. I wasn't planning on I didn't really know anything about it. Somebody asked about it, and that's kind of how Free Talk Live goes. You call in about what you want, and then that sends us off on a completely different direction, results in further calls. In fact, Daryl, you reached out to somebody that you know who's in high school.
Yes.
To ask for, what happened with this walkout,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, well, what happened, if there was something that happened, hey, can you call in
and
let us know? Yes, he did.
His name is Spencer. He's calling from Bedford, New Hampshire. Spencer, you're actually on our Discord on-air call-in line. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yes, yeah, so today at 10 o'clock throughout the nation, including at Bedford High School, students decided to perform a walkout for 17 minutes. So in practice, it was 1 minute for each individual that died at the shooting in Parkland, Florida, North Florida. And however, what started as something that's quite benign and remembering those that died in the shooting, it started to morph into something more political and not so benign. There's multiple posters. It's very much anti-gun, if anything.
Mm-hmm.
So what people were saying that it was pretty much, you know, just it was mourning the deaths. So it was actually just people just wanting to get a bigger crowd out there to show that there's actually real backing, quote-unquote, for more gun control.
So now, what percentage of the students there at your high school would you say actually wound up walking out?
One of my estimates from one of my friends that were out there and saw what happened, took a picture. He said it was an estimate about 300 students, a good 300.
And where is this, Bedford High School?
The Bedford High School has, I think it's 1,400 students.
Okay.
So do the quick maths quickly. It's
one in five,
one out of seven,
roughly.
Were you in a classroom at 10 a.m. to where you could see people walking out from the class?
Well, you see, what the school decided to do, they changed the schedule around to accommodate what was going to happen. So we had a two-hour delay, but we had homeroom first. So when the walkout was going to occur, it only affect homeroom, and so you wouldn't be missing class. So they went around this a little. So
okay,
so
you didn't plus we had, you know, the snow, and Bedford had a good bit more than we did. So I think they used the snow as an excuse for the delay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that it was rung through the minds of the superintendent when this was happening, because it was very much a well-known issue or event that was going to occur.
Now you mentioned homeroom, that you didn't have to be there. Is that a thing with homeroom? You don't have to attend that class?
Well, no. You see, what happened was, no, a homeroom or advisory, was it's actually known as, you have to show up. This is how your tents that's your tents for the day.
You are officially here today.
Yeah.
Yes, essentially, you're officially here today. You come to homeroom. You also appear in your normal classes as well. But what the school decided to do was they would have accommodations in the gym for safety reasons during this time. However, the grand majority of people that went out to protest, they went outside of the school during this time.
Mm-hmm.
So in order for you to leave the school, you had to have a note. So the principal basically said, if you're going to participate outside of the school, you have to have a note. He made a great threat that if you do not have a note, I have a large gym waiting for you.
Did people who went outside the school actually have a note, or were there enough people to where they just overwhelmed the bureaucrats and were able to get out?
I'm not so sure. However, I heard announcements about the school that were directed towards teachers to bring down the notes to the main office multiple times throughout the day. So wow. I'm not so sure.
To anybody who actually walked out with a note, I mean, that's pretty embarrassing. The whole idea of a walkout is to just walk out of class.
Please allow Johnny to participate in a protest today at 10 o'clock.
That's pretty
exactly,
cool.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, what portion of the students, and if you have any, if you don't know, that's okay, but did you get any idea of what portion of the walkouts were just people who wanted to get out of class for 17 minutes as opposed to people who actually support some sort of anti-gun political agenda?
From what it appeared, I mean, there was no reason to go outside because it was homeroom. So basically, people during homeroom, you have a snack, you talk to your homeroom teacher, talk to your friends, whatever. It's only about half an hour long.
I see.
But
today it was 2 hours long because of the rescheduling.
No, he said there was a 2 hour school delay, so school didn't start until 10 instead of 8.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, there was no reason to go outside unless you only want to protest due to the weather and the snow. Whatever.
Or the cute girl walked outside, and I want to walk outside because the cute girl's outside.
There's plenty
outside.
Of liberal cute girls. There's no
possible. Yeah, right. It is possible as well.
All right, good. Well, that's good inside information. I appreciate the explanation of what went down.
Yeah, and Spencer, since I had actually asked you to call in, you probably weren't listening earlier when somebody had mentioned one school specifically in Arizona where the school had scheduled a fire alarm at the same time, supposedly to make it look like everybody was participating in the walkout. Did you have any sense that the administration wanted kids to actually participate while also saying, make sure you have a note if you're going to participate?
No, it was the school. That's what I'm happy about, Bedford. I mean, they're very much, they're not partisan. They're not against or for anything, or at least appears that way. I know the principal. I'm not going to go into detail about him, but I know him quite well. There was no leanings, per se, in either direction.
All right. Hey, thanks for the heads up, Spencer. Anything else you want to share about it?
I did hear, though, that in California, someone tweeted a student that they're actually being forced to go outside. It wasn't just a fire drill. Some places actually forced you to go outside, apparently, in some places.
I saw that tweet, but, you know, as with anything on the Internet, you never really know if it's true or not. As Abe Lincoln once said, don't believe everything you read on the Internet.
Hey, thanks, Spencer. Good call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for sharing that with us tonight. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. But as you hear, the Discord call-in line chat is very... very high quality compared to normal phone calls. And Skype sounds pretty good, too, so feel free to use that as well. Skype username lrn.fm. So we were talking about YouTube cracking down, and as the AP reported, they're cracking down on conspiracy videos. They're intending to de-emphasize that content. They won't ban it entirely, but they will, you know, kind of... exclude it from its algorithms, basically. Don't promote these videos, Mr. Algorithm,
right,
kind of thing. And so that'll really prevent them from showing up as, like, related content, perhaps. And they're also going to be putting in the links, supposedly, to debunking articles on Wikipedia. According to Zeynep Tufekci, he says that users on YouTube click through video after video, excited by uncovering more secrets and deeper truths. YouTube leads us down a rabbit hole of extremism while Google racks up the ad sales, suggesting that Google is of two minds here. One is to promote people to find these videos, but yet on the other end, they're acting as though they don't want to do that. So...
yeah, it's one of those strange, you know, magic trick sort of things to where you wave the flashy hand of, don't look what I'm doing over here, while I'm secretly doing the trick over here.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll keep an eye on this, see how it goes. I know my videos have been, a lot of them on Freekeen have been demonetized. That happened.
Now, I wonder how long it's going to be before, like, Amazon Prime or Netflix wind up putting warnings on Ancient Aliens.
That's a History Channel product, correct?
It is, but I'm fairly certain that is... I know it for a fact it's available on Amazon Prime. I don't know if it's available on, you know, like Hulu or Netflix, but, you know, there's a bunch of wacky conspiracies that they talk about on there.
Yeah, and Free Keen's not even a conspiracy video channel at all. It's just a libertarian video channel.
Yeah.
And we got demonetized as well in a lot of ways. So that's just how it is, man. You can't rely on one platform to get your message out.
Yeah.
If you do, then you'll be in trouble when they shut down or shut you down. 855-450-FREE like freedom. Let's go to Venezuela coming up. But, of course, you can always bring up anything you want here. Aaron and Bree's next on Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.